on the web at www.themoreautogroup.com today.
A lot has happened over the past year to make Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store your preferred source for agricultural and mechanical tools and hardware, livestock and pet feeds and meds, convenience lumber, and much more than we can mention here. This year, baby chick days have been added to the Cass City store, and they're taking chick orders now for pickup April 13th, but only at the Cass City location, corner of Bay City, Forestville Road and M53. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, proud to be Michigan's oldest member-owned co-op. Good luck to the Cass City Redhawks tonight and in the March District Playoffs.
From the good guys in the used car department at Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss. There's been a lot of talk lately about what we're doing here in our used car department.
Yep. I told you letting people know they could get a good used car at Graff was a good idea. More importantly, following through on that promise.
That's right. What they want is a good, honest deal on a good used car, and they know where to get it, right here at Graff.
You got it, Brian. Now let's give them a great Graff deal.
You bet. Now till the end of March, we're going to double the value on your trade up to $4,000. Bring your trade in today, and you can get a 2012 GMC Terrain loaded with leather for $216 a month.
Now that's a good deal.
Yep, that's a really good deal. And if it's a car that's what you're looking for, we have a 2013 Chevy Cruze with leather and a moonroof. Get this. For $145 a month.
Get a good honest deal on a good used car from the good guys here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on 84 months and 3% for qualified buyers with $4,000 trade.
At the half on the WLAW Sports Network, Ubley leads by 7 points, 33-26 over the Cass City Redhawks. In the first round of district play in District 83, hosted by Harbor Beach. For the Ubley Bearcats, they are led by senior Jeffrey Wright with 10 points. He had 8 of those in the first quarter. Matt Mychek, the sophomore, moved up for district play. He has 8. Anthony Sweeney with 5. Dominic Rosenthal with 4, John Brandle 3, Cole Mychek 2, and Trevor Jepeski with 1. For Cass City, they are led by Parker Harwood with 9 points, all coming in the first quarter. Sawyer Cuthrell has 7, all coming in the second quarter. Then Logan Schenk and Brad Hacker have 3 points. Nick Perry and Chase Winner have 2. That's it. That's all for Cass City. They were trailing 17-20 to Ubley at the end of the first quarter. Trailing by 3 and now trailing by 7 at halftime to the Ubley Bearcats. John Moody.
Shooting is unbelievable. These kids looks like they can't miss. And how do we describe them to begin with? They couldn't hit the ocean with a beach ball. But that has changed because we say, look, district competition, it brings out some crazy things. And this is what's happening right now. If I was the Cass City coach, I'd be saying that Ubley cannot be shooting like this for the entire game. And let's talk about Ubley shooting. They were 12 for 24 in the first half, 50%. But inside the arc, they were 8 for 17, 47%. 4 for 7 from three-point land, 57%. For Cass City, they weren't far behind, believe me. In fact, inside the arc, they were much better. 9 for 16, 56%. 3 for 7 beyond the arc, 42%. And totals, 11 for 23, 47%. They did shoot 2 free throws, Cassidy did. They were 1 for 2, 50%. That's what I have them. And Ubley was 5 for 6 at 83% from the foul line.
That's what I've got. As far as rebounds are concerned, Cassidy has the slight edge, 9 to 8. Mostly in part to Logan Schenk with his 3 offensive boards. Dominic Rosenthal leads the way for Ubley with 5 rebounds. Anthony Sweeney and John Brandle with 1 apiece as well, and 1 collective as a team. For Cass City, Logan Schenk with 3, Lounsbury 2, Parker Hare and Brad Hacker each with 1, and Sawyer Cuthrell with 1 as well. As we're ready to get going for the second half, John Mooney, what do you expect in the second half?
Well, yeah, how can they maintain that kind of a shooting percentage? I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, this is a pretty clean game. It's been called pretty clean. 6 fouls were called on each team. So and no one's in foul trouble. So, like we said, you know, they played the first half to get rid of it. Now the real game begins.
The closest thing to foul trouble for Cass City, they have 3 players with 2 fouls. Devin Kluger, Parker Hare, and Logan Schenk. For Ubley, John Brandle with 2, Cole Mychek with 2. Now to play a third corner very clean. Otherwise, we could have some trouble down the way. Of course, big man for Ubley, Aaron Klemm, has been out with injury for the past, I'd say, 3, maybe 4 weeks even. Losing some height, but Dominic Rosenthal and Matt Majcek really making a difference thus far.
It's the old adage, you know, it's not how tall you are, it's how tall you play. And Ubley is the epitome of that phrase. So we're ready to start the second half. Cassidy Ball, they're going to be inbounding at midcourt, and here we go with Clark.
Parker Hare inbounds to Sawyer Cathrell, and the second half is underway. Just 45 minutes after starting. Door to the right wing. To Parker Hare to the left corner. Chase Winner for three of her long two. No good. Rebound Jeffrey Wright. Sobley, good defensive stop in that first one. Quick one and done for Cass City. Right wing, John Brandle, tap up to Cole Majcek to Trevor Jafeski at the free throw line. Stops his dribble. Back out to Matt Majcek to Jeffrey Wright to John Brandle, left wing. Goes against Nick Perry over to the right wing to Cole Majcek inside the lane. To Trevor Jafeski for three, left wing. He got it. That's one way to start the second half with a three, and it's now a 10-point lead, 36-26.
But, Coach, I thought you said they couldn't shoot like that the whole game.
Cassidy comes down over to the right wing. Parker Hare to Logan Schenk, low post, back out to Hare. John Brandle slips, gets back up, defends the three, but it's no good. Rebound offensive for Logan Schenk. Into Schenk, hook shot. That one's good. And that one looks smooth. 5 points for Logan Schenk. Brings him back within single digits. 28-36. Ubley leads by 8 over Cass City as the pass from Matt Majcek is stolen by Cass City.
Yeah, that's where you get a chance to reward the guy that got the offensive rebound for you, Logan Schenk, for hitting that last shot. And now it's Cass City's ball again.
Parker Hare takes a jump shot. This one's no good, but he gets his own rebound. And nowhere to go, and he turns it over. Trevor Jafeski's there to grab it. And Sawyer Cathrell steals that pass. Parker Hare at the free throw line over to Cathrell, right wing to Logan Schenk. And Cole Majcek anticipates and steals it away, and Jeffrey Wright brings it in.
This is anything you do, I can do better, kind of a game.
Both teams with two turnovers in this third, 7 both for both teams. The long two for Matt Majcek is no good. Rebound brought in by Parker Hare, and Jeffrey Wright is there to snag it out.
Looks like they're going to let him play a little bit.
Jeffrey Wright hits a three. He has 13, and they have a timeout, full timeout, called by Tyler Erla. It's Ubley 39, Cass City 28.
For all your accounting needs, call Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley. She has extensive experience with QuickBooks and Peachtree accounting programs and can help you get the most out of your accounting program. If you need financial statements, payroll, or have tax issues, she can help too. Visit her office at 2201 Main Street, Ubley, from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Lori is also available to come to your place of business for an evaluation of your current accounting system. Just give Lori Messing a call at 989-658-8525. Good luck to the Ubley Bearcats from Lori Messing, CPA of Ubley.
When our children or grandchildren are part of the team, it means a lot to them if we can be there to cheer them on. Since that is not always possible, the John Schmigelski family of Ubley and Minden City is pleased to help support this game broadcast. The Schmigelski family is involved in club, community, and church activities because we care about people. If you wish to pre-plan a funeral, purchase a monument, or if you have an immediate need, call your knowledgeable and caring professional funeral director, John Schmigelski, at 989-658-8501.
Out of the full timeout, Cassidy comes down the court, right to left across your radio. Sawyer Cathrell retreats back up to the top of the key, blows past John Brandle down to the low post to Keith Lounsbury, and this one's swatted away, brought in by John Brandle, and we're headed the other way. Trepreski can't go up with it, and Logan Schenk brings in the rebound, and he is fouled. This will go against Ubley, first team foul. This one goes against number 10, Trevor Jafeski. Despite some odd hand gestures from the ref, he does one, opens the the palm and then does the second number, which can be a little confusing.